I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Aros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the Bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia. And before we get started with an LHAP Step in Hockey coverage, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you'll learn everything you need to know about the show. And once you can educate about the show, you can click on that merchandise tab. That's going to take you straight to our classic logo t-shirt, our pride logo t-shirt, all of our different special event t-shirts, the new Last One to Die logo t-shirt. These look really good. They're in the store right now and totally available. Plus all the gimmicks you've come to know and love and expect from the Renegades of Puck, they're available in the online store. Socks, throw pillows, wall arts, bed sets. Whether you're trying to outfit your entire person or your entire home, we've got the gimmicks for you. Better said, we've sold out so that you can buy in. Stick taps, love and respect. Everyone has picked up some merchandise recently and sure goes a long way to helping us out here in the trenches. You can find us on social media, and here's how you can help us out. Renegades, we are on TikTok, we're on Twitter, we're also on Instagram and Facebook. So please give us a like, give us a follow, give us a subscription, then use those services to help spread the show and spread the links around. And again, we appreciate all of the efforts by the Renegades out there helping promote and helping us get out there in front of more people than ever. YouTube, we have picked up some new subscribers in the last couple of days, and we sure are super appreciative of that. Let's keep those numbers climbing up. We have some seriously ambitious goals we'd like to get to on YouTube as we enter the third cycle, third season from the trenches there on YouTube. Now over 200 episodes available for you to watch of Renegades of Puck TV and all of our different playlists. So make sure you subscribe and hit that notification button as well for the latest videos. You'll know first. The audio podcast can be found on numerous platforms thanks to Full Press coverage. The Full Press NHL coverage is incredible, and they are putting us in front of more listeners and more Renegades than ever possibly before. We have gone well beyond the boundaries of the Nashville market, and we have gone global. We are now well over 3.3 million replays, listens, and downloads for the year 2023, and we are so appreciative and so happy that we are reaching so many Renegades out there. So again, we sure do appreciate you checking out the audio version of the podcast. Numerous platforms, but here's a couple of examples. You can find us on Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon, and there are plenty of others. Just search Renegades of Puck on your preferred podcast platform today. And again, thanks to the Full Press NHL Network, we are reaching more Renegades than ever before. Venmo is how you can help the Renegades of Puck by making a financial donation. Scan the QR code that's currently on your screen, or just search Renegades of Puck in Venmo. Every dollar goes a long way to helping the Renegades of Puck, and as you can see and hear, we have made many upgrades in the last year on this show, and we're looking to make some upgrades more behind the scenes this cycle. We've got to do some work on the computer systems, the network, and we've got to become more efficient when it comes to all of the different things we need to do to get the content out even faster than we have been able to in the past. So again, a dollar goes a long way. Support the Renegades of Puck, an independent hockey operation today. Now listen, I know and fully understand it's time for the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, so let me get to the goods. It's time for operation number 771. And at this moment in hockey history, we pause, recap, and reflect all things Milwaukee Admirals. I'd like to start by going back to the regular season. The Central Division concluded with the Texas Stars winning the Central Division. They ended up with 92 points overall. The Milwaukee Admirals finished second in the Central Division. After 72 games skated in the regular season, the Admirals had a record of 41-24-5-2, good for 89 points, finished 3 points behind the Texas Stars. And Milwaukee Admirals scored 238 goals on the season, gave up 211 goals against. The rest of the Central Division regular season standing, so we had Texas and Milwaukee first and second. The Manitoba Moose finished in third place with 84 points. The Iowa Wild, 79 points. In fourth place, the Rockford Ice Hogs in fifth place, the Chicago Wolves in sixth, and the Grand Rapids Griffins finished in seventh place in the Central Division. And it was Texas, Milwaukee, Manitoba, Iowa, and Rockford all qualifying for the Calder Cup playoffs. Now, for the Milwaukee Admirals in the regular season, the goals for 3.31 per game was sixth best overall in the AHL, while goals against at 2.93 was eighth best in the AHL. Meanwhile, the shots for category 30 was 17th best in the league in shots against. 31.1 is 23rd overall in the American Hockey League for the regular season. Now, on the special teams, Milwaukee Admirals had a very impressive regular season. Their power play converted at 29.6%, which was best overall in the AHL. 56 out of 228 opportunities. The penalty kill finished third overall in the American Hockey League, 84.3% kill rate, 36 power play goals against. When it came to regular season statistics of the individual players, it was Schneider finishing with 25 goals, which was most on the Admirals, 26 assists and 51 points. The 51 points, of course, is the team lead. Leonard finished with 17 goals and 27 assists for 44 points. Luke Evangelista, 9 goals and 32 assists on the season for 41 points, or 32 assists represent the number one overall on the Admirals. Sherwood, 22 goals and 16 assists for 38 points. Gross, 10 and 28 for 38. Philip Tomasino, 12 goals and 20 assists for 32 points. And Mark Delgazzo, 3 goals, 28 assists for 31 points overall on the season. When it comes to in net, Yaroslav Skarov was 26, 16 and 5 with a 9.11 save percentage and a 2.69 goals against average. Now, one of the big storylines of the regular season for the Milwaukee Admirals was how many players the parent club, the Nashville Predators, needed to utilize and rely upon with the dismantling, the trades, and the numerous amounts of injuries at the NHL level. So returning at the end of the regular season, a number of these players had gained significant NHL experience. Luke Evangelista ended up playing in 24 goals. Mark Jankowski ended up playing in 50 games for the Nashville Predators. Michael McCarron in 32, Sanford 32 games, Sherwood 16, Phil Tomasino 31, and all of those players put up collective numbers of points. As a matter of fact, returning back to Milwaukee Admirals at the end of the regular season for the Calder Cup playoffs, there was a combination of 30 goals and 35 assists for 65 points returning from the NHL and 193 games of experience. Luke Evangelista had 15 points at the NHL level. Mark Jankowski had 12. Michael McCarron had 4. Mark Sanford had 13. Sherwood had 3. And Tomasino had 18 points at the NHL level before returning to the Milwaukee Admirals and an opportunity to face off against the Manitoba Moose in the first round of the playoffs for the Milwaukee Admirals. We'll recap everything that happened with the playoffs coming up in the next segment, but that's where the Milwaukee Admirals in the Central Division wrapped up in the regular season. On this episode of the Renegades of Puck podcast, that's dedicated to recapping and looking back on all things Admirals, an impressive regular season. If the Admirals could have just done 3 points better, they would have won the Central Division, but still a second place finish was quite good, and you will find that they will be the last team standing in the Central Division once we get to the playoff recap coming up next right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sport, a match made in hockey.
Now that we've broken down and recapped the regular season for the Milwaukee Admirals, let's talk about all things that happened in the Calder Cup playoffs. It was the Milwaukee Admirals finishing second in the Central Division, facing off against the Manitoba Moose in their first opportunity at the Calder Cup playoffs. In a best-of-five series, it was the Milwaukee Admirals defeating the Manitoba Moose 6-2, taking a 1-0 lead in one of their most dominant games of the entire Calder Cup playoffs. What a way to get out of the gate, but it would be in game two when the Manitoba Moose would strike back to even the series with a 3-2 victory, and they would win that game in overtime, tying the series up at one apiece. In game three, it would be the Manitoba Moose also defeating the Milwaukee Admirals 3-2, also in overtime, taking a 2-1 lead in the best of five series. With the Admirals and their back against the wall, they secured a victory 5-3 over Manitoba, tying the series up at two apiece. And then in the pivotal series deciding game five, it was the Milwaukee Admirals winning the game 2-1, taking the series versus the Manitoba Moose 3-2. That would allow the Milwaukee Admirals to get into the third round, and that would take place against the Texas Stars, another best of five. It would, in fact, be the Milwaukee Admirals defeating the Texas Stars in game one, 2-1, to take a 1-0 lead in that series. And then it would be the Milwaukee Admirals falling 5-3 on home ice to the Texas Stars, evening the series up at one apiece. In game three, the series would shift to Texas. It would be the Admirals securing a 4-3 victory and taking a 2-1 lead in the series. Milwaukee would fall by the same score, 4-3, in game four, but that would take place in double overtime, one of the longest games in Milwaukee Admirals playoff history. The series would be evened up at two apiece, and for the second consecutive round, the Milwaukee Admirals would be facing a game five do or die situation, and they would win this game 5-2, taking the series 3-2 over the Texas Stars. When it came to the Milwaukee Admirals would then move on to face off against the Coachella Valley Firebirds in the Western Conference Finals. Now a best of seven series, it would be the Milwaukee Admirals having to go off to Coachella for the first ever meeting between these two franchises. And what an odd circumstance to meet for the first time ever in a game one best of seven Western Conference Final Series. It would be Coachella Valley with a raucous crowd in attendance for game one and a wild offensive game, winning the game by a score of 6-4 and taking a 1-0 lead in the best of seven series are the Milwaukee Admirals. In game two, Coachella Valley would continue the offensive onslaught, winning the game 5-3, taking a 2-0 lead. There would be a change of scenery, and the change of venue would help the Milwaukee Admirals. Also a change in net as Devin Cooley would take over for the Milwaukee Admirals in game three. The Admirals would secure that game three victory by a score of 3-1, getting back in the series 2-1. In game four, the Admirals would secure another victory 5-2, evening the series up at two apiece. But in game five, the Admirals seemed to have everything going in their way after the first 20 minutes, but it was the Coachella Valley Firebirds at the end of 60 minutes getting the 2-1 victory, taking the 3-2 lead in the best of seven series and heading back home for game six. And in game six, it would be Coachella winning 4-3, eliminating the Milwaukee Admirals, outscoring them by a combined score of 20-18 in the series and eliminating the Milwaukee Admirals in six games. One heck of a run for the Milwaukee Admirals. They made it all the way to the game six of the conference finals. The Coachella Valley Firebirds are now facing off against the Hershey Bears in the Calder Cup best of seven final series, but the Milwaukee Admirals season has come to its conclusion. I gave you the individual statistics for the Admirals in the regular season, so let me update you on the Admirals stats at the end of the playoffs. We saw continued success from Luke Evangelista, who had 4 goals and 11 assists in the playoffs for 15 total points. Mark Delgazzo, 4 goals and 8 points for 12 assists. Afanasy had 5 goals and 6 assists for 11 points in the playoffs. Sherwood, 4-7 for 11. Gross, 2-9 for 11. Joachim Kemmel really emerged on the scene as a significant offensive threat. 8 goals that led the Admirals in the playoffs, plus 2 assists for 10 points. Phil Tomasino, 2-7 for 9. Willsby, 2 goals and 6 assists for 8 points. Jankowski, 1 goal and 7 assists for 8 points. And McCarron had 4 goals and 3 assists for 7 points. Sanford also had 7 points in net in the playoffs. Devin Cooley ended up playing the final 4 games for the Milwaukee Admirals in the conference final. He put up a record of 2-2, a save percentage of 9.16, 8 goals against of 2.29, and he stopped 98 out of 107, which means he had 9 goals against. Yaroslav Skarov ended up with a record of 6-6 in his first opportunity at the Calder Cup playoffs as a starter. 9.03 save percentage, 2.70 goals against average. He faced 349 shots on goal. He stopped 315 of those. He gave up 34 goals against in the Calder Cup playoffs, had to be replaced in the conference finals because of some loose play and some soft goals. He is a rookie netminder, and we'll talk more about that here in a moment. But that has you caught up on the factual recap of what happened with the Milwaukee Admirals regular season, plus all of the final season rankings and statistics, and the Calder Cup playoffs, the results, and plus the statistics and their final rankings. For the Milwaukee Admirals, one hell of a season, one hell of a run for Carl Taylor and the boys, and it was great to cover them. It was great to do 19 consecutive shows now on the Milwaukee Admirals, dedicating all of our resources here in the trenches in the bunker from the Renegades of Puck towards amplifying and helping out with Milwaukee Admirals coverage. It was also great to see how many other people jumped on and participated in that very, very concept of amplifying Milwaukee Admirals minor league hockey and the Nashville Predators minor league system. It was great to see how many people were excited, involved, how much social media interaction we got, and how many listeners we gained throughout. Stick Taps Loveners, back to all of you who discovered the show over the previous 19 shows while we dedicated our efforts exclusively to Milwaukee Admirals coverage. Very happy here to recap what we've seen so far, regular season playoffs, some analysis, and Rachel K coming up. And then, well, it's time to pivot back to all things happening in Nashville, because the NHL awards are coming up. The NHL draft is also going to be in Nashville, and free agency is coming up soon. And that, of course, is going to affect everything from the Nashville Predators down through the Milwaukee Admirals and their brand new ECHL affiliate in Atlanta. Welcome, Gladiators. Look forward to getting down there and seeing you again. I remember the team that you were many, many years ago before you moved to Atlanta. As a matter of fact, when I covered the ECHL, I covered the original version of the Atlanta Gladiators. Looking forward to getting down there now that they're part of the Nashville Predators farm system. So that news has also come out in the last couple of days. Let's take a quick break. Let's come back. Let's get some analysis in, and then we'll turn it over to Rachel Kane will wrap things up.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Tracy, owner-operator of Strong Style Fitness. And that's me and my training assistant, Rizzo. And we are here to bring you fitness that meets you where you are by offering circuit classes, bar-inspired classes, Tabata workouts, boot camps, guided stretching, and more, all taught by a certified personal trainer, me. To learn more, go to our website, strongstylefit.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Strong Style Fitness. Follow on social media at Strong Style Fit. But most importantly, let's get you moving. It doesn't matter if it's your first workout or you've been doing it for years. Strong Style Fitness has the workout that meets you on your journey and helps you along the path to a happier, healthier life. I understand where you've been, what you were going through, and where you were going, and I want to take you there. We'll see you on the mat. Mwah.
When it comes to the analysis of things, I'm just going to go ahead and go down the list of a couple of different topics that I know are very important and talk about, give you my final thoughts on the season. I'm going to start with behind the bench with head coach Carl Taylor. You know, on this show, we have made the case for Carl numerous times. He did not get the job as the head coach of the Nashville Predators. Andrew Brunette was hired and announced recently as the new head coach of the Nashville Predators. I think that means Carl Taylor's days behind the Milwaukee Admirals bench are very limited at this point, as he is definitely due for that next promotion. Now, is that next promotion straight to the behind the bench as the head coach in the NHL, or is there possibly another option? The Nashville Predators still have one assistant coach position open. Dan Hinote was retained and the other position was vacated. So under new general manager Barry Trotz and new head coach Andrew Brunette is Carl Taylor, who has such a great relationship and has been such a great coach to all of these prospects as they've come along. Is Carl Taylor ready for a promotion to assistant coach in the NHL, as he no doubt is soon going to be a head coach in the NHL, but being passed over by the Nashville Predators in this cycle, I do not believe there are any other organizations out there currently with a job opening that are going to hire Carl Taylor immediately as his first job in the NHL. But I do believe the Nashville Predators will promote Carl Taylor to be the assistant coach, and I think that would be a great move for everyone involved. Carl Taylor gets experience at the NHL level, and he gets to remain a part of the Nashville Predators system. He has truly been a huge part of so many of these prospects' early careers, and these prospects are going to be the core of the Nashville Predators in the next season, if not immediately out of training camp right here. We have to talk about in net, Devin Cooley. It has come out that Devin Cooley is going to test free agency. Devin Cooley is an experienced backup at this point for the Milwaukee Admirals because the team has been turned over to Yaroslav Askarov. We'll talk about him in detail in just a moment. But Devin Cooley has proven to be a competent goaltender for the Nashville Predators in their system. And if it was as easy as just signing him, I'm sure that he would be happy to remain with the Milwaukee Admirals. But he's going to test free agency. And that has come out thanks to some social media sleuthing. And Yaroslav Askarov Zadorov actually helped break that story on his Instagram page. So Devin Cooley going to test free agency, but if there are no significant offers out there, he could be back with Milwaukee Admirals. Just something to continue watching. He's proven he can win games in the playoffs 2 years in a row. He beat the Chicago Wolves last year in an impressive effort, and this year had a heck of a couple of games against the Coachella Valley Firebirds, who may ultimately win the Calder Cup. So Devin Cooley going to test free agency. That means there's going to be at least one opening, or there is an opening at this point. Askarov is going to be the starting goaltender for the Milwaukee Admirals next year. There is no doubt about that. In the playoffs, a 6-6 record, a 903 save percentage, 2.70 goals against average, and we saw it. We know Askarov is wild. He comes way out of the net. He makes, let's just say, non-traditional plays in goal, and that's putting it lightly. And that's something that Carl Taylor, the Milwaukee Admirals, and frankly, most people who are familiar with Askarov have been able to adjust to. But he showed in the playoffs that he is not ready yet. For all of those who thought he could jump right in and take UC Soros' spot at the NHL level starting next season, he is not there yet. All of the potential is on display, and you've seen a number of highlight reel saves, and when you just get sucked into looking at the Twitter clips or just looking at the highlight reels, you can sometimes be deceived. Some of his game needs to be calmed down. Some of the long, soft goals that were given up in the playoffs and some of the turnovers and decisions that he made, all of that just needs to be sharpened up a little bit. And the only way you can sharpen those skills up is by reps and continuous game starting. The only place Askarov is going to get that right now is with the Milwaukee Admirals. Let's see, he put up a really good regular season, 26-16-5, 9-11, save percentage, 2.69 goals against average, and there's no reason to believe that part of this prospect system that's going to be bringing in tons of prospects over the next year or two, due to the amount of draft picks, the amount of trades that have been made, and the amount of players that are due to start moving up the ranks, there is absolutely no doubt that the Milwaukee Admirals could use a primetime prospect in goal, and right now it is Askarov. He's not ready for the NHL, but he is certainly ready to be one of the best and most dominant goaltenders in the AHL, and another year of seasoning may allow the Nashville Predators to move UC Soros. We've all seen and read and heard the rumors, and everybody knew he was an option on the trading block back at the trade deadline. It just didn't happen. Now, for the Predators organization, I'm glad it didn't, because UC Soros can easily be a Vezina finalist in any season, and Askarov needs more time before he is ready. Luke Evangeliste is going to get an opportunity to make the Nashville Predators in their next development camp, and that is so impressive after what he has limited time in the AHL and already succeeding at the NHL level. 32 assists, 41 points overall in the regular season for the Milwaukee Admirals, and then up in the NHL, 7 goals and 8 assists for 15 points total, and he comes back in the playoffs and puts up 15 more points. So let's do some math right there. 41 plus 30, that's 71 points for Luke Evangeliste in all of the different levels and the playoffs that he has played this year. That is truly, truly impressive stuff, and he has shown that he is capable by using that big frame and that big body at the NHL level to shield the puck and to put legends like Evgeny Malkin flat down on their ass with their skates up in the air. Luke Evangeliste seems to be the real deal, and he'll have every opportunity, I believe, out of training camp to make the Nashville Predators, but if he ends up back with the Milwaukee Admirals next year for a little bit more experience, a little bit more seasoning on the top lines, there's no doubt he will be one of the best overall players in the AHL. And we've got to talk about Kemmel in this exact circumstance. Kemmel and Game 6 at the end of the game against the Coachella Valley Firebirds was the player everyone was looking for to take the final shot. He became a sniper in a short amount of time. Again, incredibly limited experience in the regular season, just as much experience in the playoffs for the Milwaukee Admirals, and he delivered the goods. 8 goals in the Calder Cup playoffs, and he led the team, and clearly he has a shot that is on par and caliber with anyone else who's come through the Predator system in the last several years, and that includes Philip Forsberg, and that includes Ellie Tolvanen, and now you can put Kemmel on that list from the same spot over there on the left-hand side near the circle. That shot is otherworldly. It is one of the top level shots in the AHL already, and again, very limited experience, a rookie player going to be a big part of the Milwaukee Admirals laterals moving forward next year. Afanasyev learning how to use that big body, third, fourth line player at this time, not afraid to go into the hard areas, not afraid to go into dirty areas, and 5 goals in the playoffs, and he are certainly chipped in at the NHL level as well. A lot of fun to watch this player, and you can see where the Milwaukee Admirals just have a wealth of incredible forwards moving forward and coming back and being ready to play for this Nashville Predators system. I think it's going to be an incredibly important development camp coming up in prospect camp, but then when we get to the main Nashville Predators roster camp and we get all of these players and we get all of these different prospects in competing against the veterans like Johansson and Duchesne and Forsberg and Josi and all of the others that are up here at the NHL level, I think we're going to see one of the most competitive and high-spirited training camps that we have seen in Nashville Predators history. Maybe the most competitive since the original training camp when, frankly, nobody knew who had spots and what spots were guaranteed. Right now, for the Nashville Predators, it is a franchise in full flux. A brand new first-time general manager, a brand new head coach, and a wealth of information and intel from across the prospect sphere and the landscape of the Milwaukee Admirals and all what they were able to do. So many of them advanced possibly a year, maybe 2 years in a Luke Evangelista's case in moving up the depth chart and the prospects and getting those opportunities. Barry Trotz, David Poile, they made no illusions. They had no intention of these players getting that much significant playing time. They had no intention of Luke Evangelista getting 24 games at the NHL level, of a Sherwood getting 16, Tomasino 31. They wanted these players in the AHL getting more seasoning. They ended up playing pivotal roles at the NHL level, and they'll have an opportunity in training camp. I think it's going to truly be one of the most unique, fun, and exciting training camps that I have covered in my entire time here covering the Nashville Predators, and I cannot wait to see how every one of these players that just made this run to the Western Conference Final in the AHL are going to compete and stack up against those veterans. It's going to be a very different Nashville Predators team. They're preaching fast, they're preaching fun, they're preaching success on the special teams, and it's incredible to see how much of that seems to fit with what Carl Taylor and the Milwaukee Admirals have already been preaching, practicing, and putting on display for the brand new general manager of the Nashville Predators, Barry Trotz. Fun stuff, fun times if you're covering the system. It's been a couple of years since we've had this much excitement, this much enthusiasm, this much energy in totality from the fan base behind the system. People are really starting to re-engage. People that had kind of checked out for a while and said, same old Nashville Predators, same old system, as long as David Poile, all of that is seeming to come to a close. And now Barry Trotz making great statements as the new GM, and that, of course, will affect the Milwaukee Admirals in every way, about the upcoming draft. We'll cover the draft more on future episodes, but the teaser line Barry Trotz is putting out is, I don't want you to play it safe. I want the scouts to take some swings, get some players that are going to get people out of the seats, taking the pressure off the scouts immediately, putting the pressure on himself. There's always going to be misses when it comes to the NHL draft. Believe me, you've watched, you've tracked, and you've seen prospects you thought for sure were going to make it don't end up making it out of the draft process and through the American Hockey League to the NHL. It just doesn't work out all the time like it's supposed to. Barry Trotz encouraging the scouts to take some swings also tells me he's looking to find these same players like Luke Evangelista that are going to get players, get fans out of the seats at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Again, exciting, fun times, and it has been a great honor covering the Milwaukee Admirals. Big thanks and stick taps to Aaron Sims and everything that he did calling all of those games throughout the Calder Cup playoffs. He does a wonderful job. He is a very, very good play-by-play guy. The Nashville Predators, again, lucky to have such a good professional broadcaster in their system, and I am so happy that we were able to amplify his coverage and talk about some of the songs he sang during intermissions and talk about this team in general. Carl Taylor is a fascinating coach to cover. He's a fascinating coach to study, and these players have certainly opened the eyes of GMs, coaches, and fans across the league, and that has been one of the most fun parts. No one has been more in tune, more in tap, and knows more about this topic than Rachel Kay. For the final time this season, let's get Rachel Kay in the bunker. She is, of course, in her undisclosed bunker from On the Forecheck. Here she is with her final analysis and season wrap-up for the Milwaukee Admirals.
While it's sad to be recapping the Admirals after their loss to Coachella Valley, here we are. I'm so proud of this team. And as Coach Taylor said, they were one of the three remaining teams in the Calder Cup playoffs. That's a big freaking deal. It was also cool to see Milwaukee and Nashville get an ECHL affiliate on Tuesday. The Atlanta Gladiators will be part of the Preds organization, and it's very exciting to have more Southern hockey just a few hours away. Anyway, back to the Admirals. It's incredible to see what this team has done over three playoff rounds. Devin Cooley played well in place of Askarov, and even though it's unlikely that Cooley stays with the Preds, he's been great for the Admirals over the last two seasons. I wish him luck wherever he lands. Luke Evangelista led the Admirals in playoff points with 15, 4 goals and 11 assists. Blue liner Mark Delgazzo, keep your eye on that guy, had 12 points, 4 goals and 8 assists. Guys like Igor Afanasyev, Kiefer Sherwood, Jordan Gross, and Joachim Kimmel contributed too. Those are guys that Nashville can build a youth movement around in the coming seasons. Captain Cole Schneider only played in 8 games, and Isaac Ratcliffe only played in 10. I'd hope to see more out of both of these guys. I'd also hope to see more out of Zach Sanford and Mark Jankowski. It was a great series, though, and Coachella Valley was likely the only team to stop Milwaukee in the Western Conference. Remember, they didn't face each other in the regular season. Once again, I'm really proud of this team. There are a lot of off-season decisions to be made about the Admirals, but I know next season's team will be solid because Nashville believes in icing a quality product in Wisconsin. That's everybody from the players, to the staff, to the coaches behind the bench. Hopefully we see new draft picks mixed in with some favorite veterans. I'm really excited. Now, it's time to look forward to the draft. Are you hoping for skill, speed, defense? Charlie and Brian and I hope to have more draft talk coming for you in the future. Are you excited? It's only a few weeks away. And I know I've said I'm excited a lot, but Charlie supports this and he makes me sound less awkward. Thanks, Captain. Back to you.
The digital environment can be quite intimidating, time-consuming, and cumbersome, especially with all those other areas that need attention at your business. And that's why Stripe Digital Solutions is here to help. I know because that's exactly what Stripe Digital Solutions did for me and the Renegades of Puck. From designing my home website and helping me create my merchandise to special event posters, brand building, and social media management. But it's not just that. It's so much more. Stripe Digital Solutions has helped me every step of the way. From startup to full-time operation, Stripe Digital Solutions has been there to assist and advise every single step of the journey. In today's fast-paced world, the path to success is having a strong digital partner, and nobody is better in the trenches than Brandy and Stripe Digital Solutions. Get the solution before it's even a problem with Stripe Digital Solutions. That's great stuff from Rachel, and I sure do appreciate everything she did to help us out throughout the Calder Cup playoffs and everything she does to help the Renegades of Puck and everything she does as the manager over at ontheforecheck.com. She's got an incredible staff, and she does an incredible job as a leader, and I'm super appreciative to always have On the Forecheck in alignment and as allies with the Renegades of Puck. We've got other allies, and we've got plenty of other friends out there, and we'll be reintroducing you to some of those. I've also got some new correspondents coming up on future shows. We've got a lot happening here in the trenches. So let's go ahead and sign off for operation number 771 by saying this. Thank you to the Milwaukee Admirals. It was an incredible regular season. It was a great run in the Calder Cup playoffs to the Western Conference Finals. You have an impressive coaching staff. You have impressive prospects, goaltenders that are absolutely captivating and entertaining in every single way. And it was a blast doing 19 straight shows and digging in and putting the microscope on and helping to amplify all things Milwaukee Admirals coverage. We look forward to doing things like this again in the future. So thank you so much for all of you that discovered us during this run of the Milwaukee Admirals. And thank you to everyone at the Full Press Coverage Network for getting our back and supporting our coverage of the AHL Calder Cup playoffs. We'll be back next week. We'll talk Nashville Predators. We'll start looking forward to the draft and how that's going to affect all of the system. That's going to do it for this episode. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonier. Stick taps, love, and respect.